Welcome to the game with Glenn Quatermain and Adrian Barrich. Quat is a veteran footy scribe with hands so small he can only carry 2 pints. And Barra, an Eagles original, Perth Demons diehard, and regular face on Channel 7.
Hello, Adrian Barrich here from 7 News.
He'll tell you about the 1991 Grand Final, except he got dropped after the prelim. We don't promise any fancy sound effects or bells and whistles. It's just two blokes talking football.
Yes, and welcome to the Quarters and Barra podcast. We are brought to you by Tab Touch. Got the touch? Download the Tab Touch app today. Please gamble responsibly. If you have an issue, call Gamblers Help on 1800 858 858. We are, to quote NASA, two days, Barra, and we are into opening round. Does it feel like opening round?
It does, I reckon, and I tell you what, I'm not sure about the opening round, playing just those 4 games on, what do they call it, round zero.
Well, it's opening round, and opening then next round. Week is round one.
Yeah. Okay, so it's not round zero.
The colloquial term is round zero. I think it was a little bit bad taste, round zero.
It's interesting, the timing. Did they get it right? The NRL was on last Sunday, but I think they didn't want to wait 2 weeks until the first round.
That's right.
To give the rugby league an opportunity.
So and they're going into the heartland of NRL.
Yeah, just, but so is the rugby league.
Yeah, that's
they're,
right.
They're
yeah.
playing there this
didn't
weekend.
Didn't quite get it right, did they, at the time? Last weekend would have been
information
ideal.
Information wasn't great. But I'm looking forward to it. I'll keep my mind open about if it's the way to go. I don't understand why we need to have a round zero or
well, it's to capitalise on it. But
why wouldn't you call it round one? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, someone's saying that. But then why wouldn't you play all the games?
Well, this is
because mainly because our teams aren't playing.
Well, they've got 5 years in Vegas, the NRL, so we might
mate,
be seeing
good,
this for
it?
5 years. No, it was good.
Mate,
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Mate, they smashed it out of the park.
They
it wasn't for
did.
That racial vilification at the end. Would have been sweet skin.
Let's just not get carried away with some of the language, though, with them saying some of the commentary, we're not trying to take over. Yeah, good luck taking over. You know how big American football is?
Take over? Are they dreaming?
Take over.
They're not going to take over. They're a sideline.
We're not
but still,
yeah, yeah.
It was massive.
No, well done to them. Very good. Now, AFL, clean slate this year in terms of the tribunal. Very, very big case tonight. Jimmy Webster, careless conduct, severe impact, high contact. Probably could mount a case for intentional, in my opinion. Had about 5 metres and saw what was happening. Jai Simpkins' third concussion, with everything that's swelling around the AFL group actions, etc. They need to make a big statement. Barra, I think calls for 10 weeks is over the top.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be at least 6.
Who said 10
I'd be
weeks?
Okay, David King. I'd be okay with 8. I reckon it'll be somewhere in that realm, 6 to 8. Maybe closer to 8, but I'd be okay with 6. 6 is a long ban.
I heard Hamish Brayshaw last night as well say 10 weeks, but he would. I mean, his brother got – basically, he's ended his career, so I get that. But I'd say 6 weeks. I think it was a silly thing to do, particularly at the moment.
Had a bit of time to think about it, Barra.
I think beforehand there was this palm off to the neck of Brad Hill, and I think that fired up Jimmy Webster.
That doesn't happen in football?
Well, you do get fired up. You do try to
fix
the bloke up.
But the climate now, we know the head is protected.
I'm just saying he might have snapped. And
it's A-grade dumb.
And just, but it's a free kick for the AFL to just go, right, how good's this? We got one early days. We go, bang, here's the standard. We give him 6 weeks. I think it'll be 6, I reckon. It'll
Can
be
I be
six.
So bold as to, if it was Marcus Bontempelli, would we even be talking about 10 weeks?
10 weeks, no
way. I think it's a bit of a safe zone for the AFL, and
Are
I reckon they'll
who
make
it. Is important.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's not like you're taking the Bont out.
But the Bont wouldn't do that, would he?
No, anyway, no, he wouldn't.
Well, mind you, Andrew Gaff.
When did the Bont last appear at the tribunal?
There you go. Yeah, they didn't hold back on Andrew Gaff.
No, he got 7.
Mm.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Now, the other part of that is Clarko. What does he get? Does he get a fine? Does he get suspension? Let's not mince around. That's pretty poor language. I've never been a big fan.
What did he say, by the way? I haven't seen the reports.
Can't repeat what he said. Let's just say there was a C involved and then there was an S involved in the second word. Let's call it a homophobic slur, if you like, but we can't repeat what he said. Well, it's not really, but we can't. Look, my opinion is I don't think coaches really should be spraying opposition huddles full stop. Chris Scott's got a track record of it. I've never liked it. And I think the language doesn't – you've got cameras on you, Barry, you know.
Mm.
And we all have a bit of red mist, but there's a time and a place. And I think
– So this is quarter time, just happened. Clarko's out there. Jimmy Webster goes past him and he goes, you're a sock
Yeah, whatever you are. Yeah, we don't need to go there, but yeah, yeah.
Plucker.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, well said.
And you think he should get fined for that?
No, I think a fine, yes.
You think he needs to be fined?
Oh, yeah, I do, okay. 100%. I don't think he should be suspended.
He's the bloke who whacked someone when he was playing too, wasn't he?
Ian Aitken.
Yeah, yeah.
1987.
Yeah.
Foster's Cup exhibition game, Carlton, North Melbourne.
In London?
In London.
Yeah.
Robert Walsh, three-quarter time, famous comment to his players after Ian Aitken had his jaw broken. And it was a good old coat hanger too. Didn't see it coming. Is not to walk off the ground.
He's not to walk off the ground.
As in Alistair. As in, and Alistair did not walk off the ground. So jeez. There you go.
Those were the days, weren't they? Reasonable blokes.
I think he'll be fine, mate. Now, look, the other news is, and look, obviously we've got Melbourne participating on Thursday night. So let's, opening round is Thursday night, Sydney v Melbourne SCG. Friday night, Brisbane v Carlton at the Gabba. Saturday, Gold Coast, Richmond on the Gold Coast. And also Saturday, GWS v Collingwood in Sydney. We'll give our tips on Thursday during our podcast. Melbourne, Clayton Oliver, looks like he's playing. I think it's fantastic to see, and let's wish him all the best for the season. He has some issues, and Melbourne has had some issues, but I think we all want to see Clayton Oliver up and about because he's one of the premier players in the comp.
Yeah, let's hope he's all sweet. There's been all sorts of rumours whether he will play and how he's travelling, but even a 60% Clayton Oliver is going to add to that team, even if he only plays for half a game. So for me, I know we're not doing tips, but that really makes me think that Melbourne's going to be a very strong in that game, and Sydney's got those extra injuries, and Taylor Adams went over as well. So
yeah, Sydney early, I reckon, are going to be vulnerable. Clearly, there's no Mills, there's no Parker, and now there's no Taylor Adams. So
it's at the SCG.
But you add Brody Grundy in. But we'll run our eye over all the teams. Barrett, just quickly, what was your take out of the weekend for the two local teams?
Mate, I was flat. West Coast, it just sort of, you know, crystallised what's happening there. It's going to be full rebuild. Like, I think Gaff is now the barometer. Does Simpson keep playing Gaff, or does he just put Campbell Chester in there?
He shouldn't keep playing him.
I feel like they'll pick him for round one. Why? But I tell you, I'm just saying what Simo's going to do. I reckon just to any hiccup, he goes out. You got to turn the wheel.
I thought Chester showed a little bit at the weekend.
Yeah, it's
just play him on a wing.
I
tell
love
him
Gaffey,
your spot is guaranteed. You've got to run at it, and let's see what he can do. Find out about him.
And the other blokes, it was like being an alcoholic and having a relapse. Like Fremantle, it just went back to last year. What happened? It was a time warp.
So
wasn't
we've
it?
Seen.
Deja vu all over again.
We saw flashes of what they want to be against West Coast, and we saw them revert to dirty old habits last weekend.
Was that because of Luke Jackson missing and Jai Amos straightening them up? Tracy struggled. Sturt struggled.
Yeah.
Their forward line was diabolical.
It was bad.
But they're missing their two best forwards, weren't they?
They were. I think Josh Tracy's a really good third forward, but when he's the main man, he found it hard. So I think there is a lot in that, Barra. I think you're right about West Coast. I was too. I was as flat as a diet pancake. I was flat. I was flatter than a whoopee cushion at a clown convention. That's how flat I was at the weekend. But look, let's hope that, West Coast, I'm pretty, West Coast, I think we're confidently predict it's going to be a long year.
Line is four wins. They're going to go over that or under that?
Look, you'd think surely they could jag some home games.
They had three wins last year.
Injury depends, mate. They've got a long injury list already. Let's wait and see. I don't think they look fit, mate, to be quite honest.
No, I mean, they've got 14 injuries, so, and they'll get three blokes back, obviously. Mm-hmm.
How much better do they look back half with McGovern in that
side?
Yeah,
and when Oscar Allen goes back in there and Liam Ryan looks
and
good. And we
saw some great signs from Harley Reid. We know he can play, obviously, but I think that's what we're going to get this year. You'll get flashes of that, and then there'll be weeks
Hang on, mate. Why are you saying the flashes again? He just proved to you that it won't be flashes. Okay. He'll be good. Okay. He had 20 possessions.
Okay.
He's Sheasel. He's Dacos.
No, he's not. He's a different player.
Mate, he's not. In fact, your bloke has written that he's Michael Voss.
Yeah, okay.
In the West Australian, I read that he's Michael Voss.
Okay, let's hold our gun a bit there, please. Seriously.
Chris Judd's been mentioned. Mate, you know what's weird? Two things I want to mention.
Yep.
The CBA, collective bargaining agreement in a minute. It's great news for you and me. But the knives are already out for Justin Longmire. I see... what's that fella in the East? John, that guy. Anyway, he's on Fox a lot and he writes a lot. And Johnny Ralph. And he's already done a story saying that, the negotiations with Longmire are going to be put on hold. And I think I know where this is.
You and I were talking about this last week.
Yeah.
So you think he should be re-signed now.
We urged them to sign.
No,
I urged them. And Ryan Daniels wrote an article.
I hope
in your paper.
I hope that JLo has a very successful year and is re-signed, but there is no need to do it yet. That was my point.
Well, now you might be proven right because, I hope that's just a hiccup. You know, sometimes teams in pre-season will have a hiccup. I think, like, for example, when the Eagles won the premiership, the Dockers pumped them, during that season by like a big margin. They still won the flag.
By the way, we don't always – I know we're referring to an article in the East, but we at the West, we have been writing about this for about 5-6 weeks.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is after that match, the bloke came out and said, negotiations have been put on hold and started referring to stuff about things like what J-Lo had tried to do in the past. Like at one stage, he wanted to make their goal. You know how Richmond's got the camel? So they're good in, under intense situations and, without water and all that. Have you seen the camel?
I've seen the camel, yeah.
And when
it's a bit of a left field one, that one.
Yeah.
What are Fremantle going to get?
Fremantle had a treasure chest, basically, a pirate theme.
Okay.
They were seeking the treasure. And I think at one stage they even bought a giant treasure chest and they were going to put it in the change rooms.
Okay.
And I don't think some of the senior players, so that's ridiculous. But now that you see the camel at Richmond, hang on, let me tell you what the camel extreme, it can endure extreme conditions. And so they've been training in saunas for 45 minutes, getting used to heat and humidity. The animal embodiment of the Tigers Footy Club.
By the way, that's a really good segue, Barrett, because with our mailbox this year, we are sponsored by Thirsty Camel. Shop the way you want, Barrett.
Yeah.
Online and in-store, head to the website or download the Thirsty Camel app today. Look for our specials. There's convenience and great value every day. Carlton Drive, 3.5% block, worth $52.99 with a free stubby holder while stocks last. This week, Barra, and we'll get to that later, a $50 digital card to give away. I'll get to the details later.
All right. So do those things, if you're a player, would they motivate you or give you some sort of inspiration?
Well, were you motivated by the invisible game of football?
No. We had the peas as well. At one stage, they brought out the peas.
What are the peas?
They put big peas in the change rooms, and there was a pea on every water bottle.
Which means?
Like a letter P.
Premiership.
And it was to remind you of professionalism and persistence and perfection and pain and passion, powerful, positivity. I guess I still remember it, so maybe it worked. But, I don't know. Do those things work? Looking at
sometimes.
A camel.
Remember Hawthorn had the shark in 2008?
Yeah.
The shark. Geelong was a shark. If you stop it moving, it drowns. That was the whole theme.
What about the treasure chest and you're a pirate?
Sometimes you've got to use a good metaphor to get it to resonate with the players. I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
Well, none of the blokes are going to help launch the space shuttle, really, are they? So maybe you do pitch at that level.
Some might.
Name some.
David Mundy, he's a marine biologist.
Oh, yes. No, you're right. He is a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you about the collective bargaining agreement, why you and I are so excited. Well, I'm excited because finally, so obviously the players in the AFL have made a big negotiation about we should get heaps more money. So now the average payment is like $440,000 or something. And there's 19 millionaires. Did you know that last season?
Yep.
19 players got paid more than $1 million.
Good.
19 players.
That's good.
Extraordinary, up from 11.
They're dog years, mate, so they've got to make it while they can.
Yeah, well, geez, I wish it was around when I was around, but... So what they've done now is they've agreed to a whole set of things with the media, and it includes, the senior coach being available once a week during the match and post-match. And they've even listed what the players have to do, which includes, after 2 days after the game, every player at the team must be available to the media.
Mm-hmm.
Every player.
It's very much like in the US, where you are fined if you refuse an interview. This is provided they're not concussed, which is understandable, or having treatment for injury. And I just hope clubs don't fall back on the latter one.
Mm.
Just, we can't, he's not available. He's having some treatment.
I'm wondering how West Coast are going to handle it, and Fremantle to an extent, but West Coast probably the less media friendly. Now, you could ask for Harley Reid every week.
Well, that would be unreasonable on the kid. I don't think you should be asking for him every week.
Just
so I think
the
there's got to be a little bit of common sense applied to this. But I think it's fantastic. And let's not forget, thank you for the broadcaster, Channel 7, for pushing it, because spends a lot of money on this game, and absolutely this is the way it should be headed, because it's all about the fans, Barra, and they deserve to hear their heroes speak.
And what is it about? Because the injuries is also covered in here, which is quite illuminating.
Was Geelong listening?
Yeah, well, and then it even spelled out some of the stuff that Geelong were doing. So during a match, you can't lie to the broadcaster. So if I, because I used to do bounding riding, so if I wander over to the huddle and I go, hey, Niz, what's wrong with so-and-so? He goes, this is what's happened. He won't come back on till now, or he's out of the game. Yep. That, you have to give the exact information. And even better to that, Glenn Quartermain, is during the week, it's prescriptive about when you put out your injury report, you can't just do what you said, what Geelong said. Did. Just said, oh, that. What did they do? They had three categories or something that just muddied the
nonsense.
Water.
Yeah.
Now you have to say, player X has, say, a hamstring, and he'll be out for 4 weeks, and this is his expected return date. Player Z has a knee injury. He'd be re-evaluated in 3 weeks'
time.
Well,
most clubs were doing injury, player, and expected time out of the game. But I think what you're saying is it has to be more accurate.
Also, they can't go general soreness.
Yeah, general soreness.
Or it's being managed. The
nonsense.
General got him. The general got him.
Yep.
And because Geelong used to say short-term, medium-term, long-term injury. I mean, hello. So now you've got to be prescriptive. So that's written in the rules, and they can't dodge it. So if we don't get access to a player every week, whoever we want, we can go back and make a complaint. Quite remarkable.
Yep.
It's
a great thing.
It's changed from the days when, I remember, you know Don Pike? So he's the CEO now. One game in the lead up to a match, Malthouse, this is when I was playing, I know people get tired of the old stories, but just to illustrate the point, Malthouse comes out, he said, give me a bandage. So he gets a bandage walking on. I'm there at training, I'm playing for the Eagles. Pikey, come over here, Pikey. Watch this. I'm going to wrap his wrist. Watch this. I'll be in the paper tomorrow. He's got a sore wrist. So he wrapped his wrist. Malthouse actually wrapped his wrist just to see. It wasn't you, the journo, was it?
No, but we did get used to Bluey getting told to run off the ground with 2 minutes to go with a just limp a bit, pretend you got a sore hammy.
And one of the best one ever was Ash McIntosh. Got mentioned at Nizzy's send-off, actually. Yep. Ash McIntosh, when Mulder said, I'm telling you, it's not broken ribs. It is not broken ribs, I swear. And he had broken ribs.
Well, Ash, you used to go home after training and eat two entire chickens, didn't he? Is that right?
One day there was some people there that wanted to see some of our players. Won't put it too fine a point on it. And we sent Maney away to train somewhere else.
Yep.
And another bloke, Ian Dargy, that's right. Dargs had, we pretended he was Tony Begovic.
Okay. So
these blokes were looking for him.
Oh, yes.
He's not here. That's Tony Begovic.
Ah.
Because, you know, those
Dargs would have had good impersonation.
Those blokes, they wouldn't have a clue who Begovic or Dargy was.
Yeah.
Mate, that was the wild old days, wouldn't happen now.
Let's help our punters here, Barra. We'll do this quick. We'll go through club by club, just see where we think they're at.
Go
through it alphabetically. Let's start with Adelaide.
So alphabetically.
I'm looking at their strengths, which I think is their attack. I think Walker, Philthorpe, Rankine, although Philthorpe has been injured and missed the start of the year.
That's a big blow, isn't it?
And Rochelle, I think their forward line's pretty good.
Pedler?
I'm concerned about their defence. I think their Dodie's left the place. They've got Dan Curtin in there now, but that's the area. I think McElhinney, he had a really good year one last year, so he'll be a watch this year. But I've got them making the eight. I like, you know, they were the most attacking team in the comp. They were number one tackling team. I've got them making the eight, just Barry. You?
What's that song, I Like It Both Ways? Remember that song?
Yep.
I Like It Both Ways.
Who sang that?
What do they mean by that song, by the way?
I don't know, mate.
Yeah, me neither. No. So I've got the Crows. I've got them just outside the eight because I was impressed with them on the weekend, but I'm not sure they could go both ways, in other words.
I think it means you can play an attack or defence.
That's exactly right. That's what they were singing about. But you're right. Rankin, Rochelle working together. They've got this Pedler. They look good on the weekend. Mm. At home, they're going to be very hard to beat. Yeah. Can they make the eight, though? I reckon they
should have made the eight last year, robbed.
I know, they got robbed. I reckon only five teams can really win it, in my opinion. Then there's four clubs after that, but we'll keep going through.
Brisbane. Obviously, their attack is much vaunted. You know, Danaher, Hipwood, Cameron, McCarthy, Bailey Rayner. Probably got the best small to mediums in the comp. For me, again, and this is a bit of a theme, their defence. Their defensive depth, I reckon, struggles a bit. So,
What about Darcy Gardner?
Let's see how they go.
But he's in there now.
I think Brisbane, most people expect them to be top two. Mm-hmm. Fair comment.
I've got them winning the flag.
And many people have them winning the flag. I'm not convinced. As you know, I think Melbourne win the flag. But they've got to be in the chop-up, don't they, Brisbane? Yeah, with the Gabba home games, pretty hard to beat them there.
You know, they could have won the grand final last year, let's be honest. Yep. Was it 4 points or something?
Yep. And, very unlucky. A couple of decisions went against them late. So I think Brisbane, provided... You always want to improve 1%, don't you? But I think they're so close you can touch it.
Yeah, exactly. And I heard Dane Zorko say they just needed a few more tricks. Collingwood had a few more tricks than them. So yep. That'll be interesting to see what they come up with there. But, geez, they've got some talent.
So Carlton's the one I'm not sold on. I've got them really? In the eight just. Look, they finished 8-1. They were the strongest finishing team in the home and away last year. They had a good final series. For me, it's they're two... key forwards, Curnow and Mackay, fantastic players. But beyond that, Barra, goal-kicking depth they lack. No one's stepped up and kicked 30 for them beyond those two for since 2017.
Goal-kicking depth.
I think...
They've got those two
giants.
Yeah,
I know, but beyond them, you needed someone else to stand up and kick
Jesse
30.
Motlop? Admit,
well, Jesse Motlop might be the one.
Fantasia's
there now. So I'm and no Silvani this year, which is a real shame for him. Mm. So I'm just...
Zach Williams is back.
I'm yet to be convinced by Carlton.
Really? You've still got a knock on him?
I am just... I'm not convinced.
They played in a prelim, mate, and they nearly got there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, what's the knock? Just why have you...
I'm just not...
Second half of the season, they stormed home. Mm. Sensational.
Okay.
I've got them as one of the five clubs that can win the flag.
Yep. Well, that's fair. And that's fair given the way they finished.
Matty Cottrell, David Cunningham... Yeah, I think the Blues are right in the hit zone.
So what about Collingwood? So for me, Collingwood, the odds are they're not going to win their close as many close games. Surely they've got to lose a few of those. So that brings them a little bit back to the pack. For me, once again, McStay with his ACL is a key for them. But once again, for me, I just reckon a couple of defenders down and they're vulnerable. It's not a – and you look at their attack, Majacek, et cetera, fantastic, hard-working, blue-collar attack. But it's not a star-studded attack, is it? So their great strength is their foot skill, really, Collingwood. So you've got to put him in the top four and you've got to give them a chance. And Lachie Schultz is a big add-in for them.
For their attack.
But I'm just not sure they can...
What are you not sure about?
Everything went their way last year. Everything.
What are you not sure about, that they'll miss the top four?
No, I'm not sure they can go back-to-back, is what I'm saying.
Oh, you really?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, mate, they're right up there, in my opinion. Okay. Like, they're just super. With Lachie Schultz coming in, he's better than... Ginnivan. See Ginnivan on the weekend?
He's
see
good.
That salute he did? What's he doing there? You're a Hawks man.
Oh, it was a stir the pot thing.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
It?
Yeah, it's a stir the pot thing. Him and with Nick Watson. He looked all right, Ginnivan, at the weekend.
Yeah, he did look all right. But, geez, and then he stirred the pot all right, and the Bulldogs go, right, let's smash him.
Yeah, well, they look good in the second
15 goals or something.
Well, we'll get to Hawthorn. But,
Nick Fly. So, Finlay McRae, Ash Johnson, our man from over here.
Yeah, McRae's a watch, isn't he?
Yeah.
A lot of hype around Finlay
and
McRae.
And we've got Quaynor's just going to go to another level. Sidey. Reef McGuinness is another bloke to watch out for. And I don't know, mate. I reckon they're super.
Okay.
Super the Pies.
Essendon, one area they have addressed is the ruck. So, Todd Goldstein in. That's a big in for them. And Ben McKay in that back half, which was an area of concern. But once again, but I've not got them in my eight.
Mm.
Not enough A graders for me.
No,
a bit like St Kilda for me.
I like it both ways for them as well. They could go down or they could go up. Xavier Duursma I liked. Jade Gresham's gone there as well.
Yep.
Feels like they're knocking on the finals, but you just can't be convinced, can you? But surely. Did you see our man over there, the Peel Thunder ex-Eagle, who's the list manager now, getting involved?
Yeah, good on him.
Matty Rosa.
They were fifth in disposals in 23, so that's the sort of team they're going to be. But I think our big knock on them has been their defence, so they need to improve in that area.
Yep.
I reckon Goldstein could be the recruit of the year if it goes their way. Freo is the team, Barra. I just cannot get – the word is inscrutable. They are impossible to read. I just cannot get a handle on where they're at the moment. Like their midfield depth, if – defensively, they're really sound. They have got a proven defence. It's the forward line that is still a work in progress, but that mid-forward connect, that ball movement is the real key for them. If they can get that right and get enough supply into that forward line and the forwards start sinking, like we saw little green shoots of it in that West Coast game, then things could they could play finals.
And then it went away in the next game. The thing that worries me, being honest, Hayden Young.
Well, that's what we want you to be honest.
Hayden Young is the only guy who can move the ball. Like
they're one-paced in the midfield, aren't they? They're not quick.
Jaden Clark, okay.
Jordan Clark,
fantastic player, but Young. There's no Young. They need another Young. They need Young on the halfback because halfbacks.
So you'd move him back to halfback.
Almost. I hate seeing Brayshaw on the wing.
Yep.
And I haven't found out what he thinks about it, but I will do. Him being spat out onto the wing, I don't think that he nearly won the Brownlow in the middle in 2022, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm not a fan either.
He was storming.
They're rotating out there, aren't they? They're trying to work out what
Fife, Sarong, and Young, and then Brayshaw's like the fourth banana now. He's the fourth beetle, which is a bit weird, isn't it? Getting squeezed out to a wing, Jager O'Meara, Brody's going to be playing Peel probably.
Well, you've got Johnson and Erasmus.
And then they've
got
the kids as well.
So there's depth there, which is a great thing.
I'm just, I love him. He was brilliant in the midfield. Young, don't get me wrong, but geez, off half back, they need someone there too.
He likes three. He likes his size. He likes his left foot, and the fact he can play defensively too. He can nullify an opponent. So, I reckon there'll be times when he may well find himself shifted to half back when they're under the pump. But I'd like to see them continue with him in the midfield. I think he's going to be really.
Well, they'll find out they're alive in round one, won't they? At Brisbane at Optus.
Where are you at with the Cats?
Everyone's got him on the slide.
Yep.
You got him sliding?
I have.
You got a Jai Clark as well. We've got one at Perth.
Once again, they have got an A-grade forward line, albeit getting a bit older, Hawkins, Cameron, etc. There's some, you know, Stengel, Myers, Henry. There's some youth there, but they're the medium to smalls. But, again, where's their defence? Like, you've got De Koning, who'll be playing on your number one forward. But beyond that, where are your lockdown defenders? Like, Stewart's not one. You don't want to rely on Stewart to lock down on a defender. So that's the key for me. I'm not sure how much depth they got back there.
Yeah. And also, you know, Dangerfield and those guys are getting a bit older. Yeah, it's hard. You feel bad writing them off, don't you? When I say writing them off, can't make the eight. But if you're trying to pick the eight, you almost have to leave them out. They could go both ways. Ollie Dempsey, Shannon Neal, what's going to happen there? Yeah, that's the big question mark. Are the Cats on the slide?
What about Gold Coast? Is Damien Hardwick going to weave his magic? Are they playing finals for the first time?
Well, I thought when he went there and he said he had 80% of the premiership team there.
I like the language. It's great language.
Yeah, I think he's even bumped it up to more than that now.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't shown anything in pre-season. But it does take a while to adapt. There was an interesting comment. One of the players said that they've got a system now, which is a real backhander to Stewie Jew. I think one of the players said, he's been fantastic for us. What's the biggest piece for the club and is his ability to implement a system. So that wasn't great for Stewie Jew, but that does take a while. So maybe, but they first up, they play in the opening round, don't they? And who have they got?
They have got Richmond, so against Dimmer's old team.
Which way are you going there on the Gold Coast?
Well, let's wait till Thursday for our tips.
Yeah, but are you leaning away? Because
I'm leaning for a home win, but I smell a rat with that one.
Righto.
I'll tell you what, the midfield, Miller, Anderson, Rowell, Swallow, and I'm going to throw in Bailey Humphrey. He's going to be
fantastic.
A player to watch this year. But then, is Ben King, Lacozius, Ainsworth, Casper, is that a premiership forward line? I'm not sure it is. GWS, really close last year. Coach of the year, Kingsley, did such a good job. I reckon their strength is their back line. Sam Taylor, Buckley, they've had Himmelberg back there. Iden was a revelation last year, and they get that run from Ash and Whitfield. Forward line again. Look, there's some real quality there. Hogan, Riccardi, Cadman's a young player who was an early draft pick. But is there a premiership forward line there? Well, they're only a kick out of making the grand final.
Mate,
so you've got to say they're close.
I wouldn't worry about them. Yeah. I reckon they're...
I've got a mate.
They're
in the
a massive, massive contender. They could win the flag. Jesse's turned the corner. I didn't think he could turn the corner. You know, he was like an egg beater, wasn't he? He's like his brain. But now he's sorted it and...
Loving life there with the relative anonymity that you get when you're playing in Sydney, you know, as an AFL player.
But Riccardi, Callum Brown, and this Cadman,
yep.
He kicked four, I think, against Sydney in the pre-season. He was number one draft pick, wasn't he?
If not 1-2, yeah, but he might have been. Yeah, yeah.
Mate, he's
right
super.
Up there. Yeah.
He hasn't even played good footy yet. Imagine when he gets going. I reckon they're giggling.
How'd you see Hawthorn, my boys? What it basically confirmed to me is when our midfield is beaten, as it was well beaten in the second half, where Hawthorn's going to be under the pump. No, the defence, there's a lot of holes in the defence. So I think at times this year Hawthorn will have some big wins. But then when the midfield's beaten, they're going to really cough up some big scores. And I think we saw that at the weekend.
Injuries as well at the moment.
Yeah, well, the back line. I mean, the Blank's out. Granger Barassa's out. He was no certainty for round one anyway. Phillips looks like a handy type they picked up from the VFL, from Box Hill.
Yep.
But I think Hawthorn will be a developing side that will see a lot of...
Yeah.
I think it'll be a good watch for Hawthorn supporters, but there's going to be
tricky.
Occasional ugliness.
It is tricky because they're the second youngest list behind North Melbourne.
Yep.
And they've only got four players who are at 30 or over. So
yeah, they're young.
So that's...
Actually, interesting that I've got the age list here. We'll go through it quickly. Who's the oldest list in the comp as of round one?
Collingwood.
Yep. Yeah, good call.
Oh, yeah.
25.7. We've got Geelong 25.4, Melbourne 25.1, Brisbane and Richmond equal fourth, the Western Bulldogs and Carlton equal sixth, Sydney Gold Coast equal eighth, Port Adelaide St Kilda equal 10th, then we've got Essendon 12, Greater Western Sydney, Adelaide, Fremantle, West Coast, Hawthorn 23.6, North Melbourne 23.2.
Fremantle are young. Is that by games played or by age?
That is the youngest list, so the average age of the list. Yeah, so
it's different when you look at games played. Henry Hustwaite, they're saying they're comparing him with Scott Pendlebury.
Well, let's stop comparing players when they've had half a dozen games of footy. Let's just – I know we like to do that because it gives you an idea of the sort of type they are. Looks really good. He'll be a good player. But
Nick Watson, keep an eye open for him.
Oh, great player. Yeah. The Wiz. They call him the Wiz. Now, Melbourne. We've spoken about Melbourne. Probably the best defence in the comp. May, Lever, et cetera. McVee, Trent Rivers, WA boy, looks like he's going to have a really good year. Again, the attack is the question mark. Van Rooyen needs to stand up. Fritsch needs to stand up. And, I've picked him to win it. That's providing everything goes well. Gorn goes down, big trouble there because they've really got no backup.
That is so true. Jack Billings is there, of course. Blake Howes, I don't mind. And that Caleb Windsor, he showed a bit the other day, didn't he?
He did. He looks good, doesn't he?
Yeah, but they got that great back line. You're right. But
goal-kicking winger, Caleb Windsor. Look out for him this year in the Rising Star.
But they were stiff last year, weren't they, really?
They were inaccurate kicking from playing in a prelim. That's why I'm so bullish on them, despite the summer they've had. North Melbourne Barra, youth is their asset. They've got so much. McKercher, Wardlaw, Sheasel.
Dersma.
Phillips, Powell. I mean, and then you've got, the experienced midfielder Simpkin, who's just had his third concussion, LDU, and Dersma's joined them. So lots to like there, but of course, the back line. Mackay is a big out, and again, they're a bit like Hawthorn. When they surrender a supremacy up the field, they're going to be under the pump.
I love that Zach Fisher is doing well. He played well on the weekend. Yep. Perth boy from Perth.
Surprised they let him go, Carlton, actually.
Yeah, and Bagoa Nguyen.
Yep, glad you said that.
Looked all right.
Yeah.
Looked all right. Yeah.
Port Adelaide, lot to like about them. Can't see a real weakness in this side, given Radaglia and Zirk Thatcher are now in that defence. That was their real Achilles heel. They've now shored up their defence. The forward line's going to be interesting. Dixon, Marshall, Lord. Is Georgiades going to be a forward or is he going to be a wing? I've got them top four, mate, and I think they're a real challenger. New leadership with Rosie. Like them a lot.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. I just love how they fixed. They went, we've got a problem here. Let's go and fix it. And they got Radaglia and that Zirk Thatcher,
good players.
That was a good way to go. The ruck's still a little bit neither here nor there, but, is that super important? I don't know.
I look at Richmond and I think, you look at the forward line, Tom Lynch is going to be like a new recruit. I'm not playing round one, but he'll be back in two or three. Bolton, Baker, Bolter, as in B-A-L-T-A, lots of like. Kaczynski is an in, but Rewalt and Cochin out. I reckon, even under Adam Uzay, there's a lot of positives coming out of that club, but I haven't got Richmond in my eight. I can't make a case.
No, you couldn't. No. They could actually slide, couldn't they?
They could.
That's the thing. Sam Naismith, I tried to recruit him to Perth after Sydney, bad knee. I hope he goes well. He's a very good ruckman.
Okay, Ross Lyons Saints, the best defence in the comp last year. I look at the side, Webster's obviously going to miss a few, but I just don't see enough A-graders there for a flag.
Yeah, Liam Henry showed a bit, kicked the winning goal. That would have hurt a few Dockers fans around the joint. But, yeah, it's interesting. Are you backing Ross Lyon in his second year to do the job?
I think second year, yeah. He has a history of, it's not a long-term plan. Players do find it hard, but...
The blokes off halfback.
Give him great credit. They look pretty good in the preseason.
Yeah, Riley Bonner and those guys off halfback, they looked okay. But, yeah, who knows? I've got them just...
I don't know where they are.
I've got them making the eight. I think.
I mean, Wilkie, Battle, Sinclair, Wanganeen, Malira is a very good player. Howard, this is their back line, Bonner. But where are the A-graders in the midfield? I mean, Ross, Steele, Crouch, fantastic players. Are they A-graders? Philippou could be, but I'm just not sure about them. Sydney, we spoke about them earlier. No Mills, no Parker. But Grundy coming in, and you look at it, Goulden, Warner, Taylor Adams is going to miss a few. Jordan's in there now.
Robot.
There's a lot to like. That midfield, particularly at the SCG, with Grundy there, they're going to be hard. I reckon they'll be thereabouts halfway mark and will steam home, will play finals and probably challenge.
Okay. All right.
West Coast, we've obviously spoken a lot about them. Spine's as good as you'll get in its day. Barras, McGovern, Kelly, Darling, Allen. Question is, how much footy are we going to get out of them, particularly McGovern? I hope we get plenty of footy out of them, because if we get that spine up and about week to week, you're going to jag some wins, particularly at home. Again, it's the depth that's the problem there.
You know the bad sign too was, and I hope this could be just one game hiccup, but Bailey Williams got thrown back in the ruck because of the injury to Flynn.
It's massive, Matt Flynn. It's a massive out.
Mate, he did not look very good. He got absolutely pantsed.
Well, it gives him plenty of heart, mate, but he's a forward ruck, not a ruck forward.
And they trialled the other three blokes, probably Jameson.
Your bloke, Cohen Livingston.
Yeah, Cohen. And also Harry Barnett. It looked like Jameson came out best. But, mate, did you see at one stage in the third quarter they had no ruckman in the middle?
Yeah.
So
it's very important.
But that does worry.
You need a quality ruckman against quality teams.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, they ballsed up the communication. So there was no ruckman in there.
Yeah.
Can you believe that in the modern world? So they've got to be careful of that stuff. That's coach killer stuff.
Okay, last one before we get on to a little bit of mail. The Western Bulldogs. So I've been on them year to year to year and I've dropped off.
Year to year to year?
Yeah, well, I'm bullish on them every year, but I'm just not this year.
You're not, mate?
Nah, I've jumped
off.
Didn't
you see them pump your boys?
Yeah, well, second
Jamara
half.
Jamara fired up. Aaron Norton, four goals each.
Yep. Bont Libera were thereabouts, English was thereabouts, Liam Jones. Liked Buku Karmas, the defender they've picked up.
Yeah.
Made Mabby Achol look second rate at the weekend. So, you know, they've shown a bit Western Bulldogs, but yet to be convinced over 23 right. rounds, Barra. Now, the game, Barra, have you signed up yet? We've got plenty of people who have. Sign up to the game for free footy tipping. There's over $160,000 in prizes up for grabs. $50,000 cash prize for this season's top tipper, thanks to Tab Touch. Wow, want to have a bit of that, don't you? And $1,000 cash each week for the round's best tipper, thanks to Thirsty Camel. Plus, there's a brand new Mazda BT50 car up for grabs just for playing. Also, Barra, we're giving away two Burley footies from Jim Kidd Sports.
You want me to get him signed by Benny Cousins?
Well,
let's get him signed by Cuz.
We're going to be signed by Cuz.
The Brownlow medalist. I've already spoken to him. He's over in the East doing Dancing with the Stars. He'll be bigger than he'll be the Prince of Perth again by the time you get your footies.
Well, he's the real Prince of Perth, isn't he? The link to join is in the podcast description. You have a listen to this. And thanks to everyone who has already joined. You're already in the running to win. And the key, Barra, you have until Sunday, March 17 at 11:59 p.m. Very exact that, which is the end of round one. Not opening round.
Is that
that's the end of round
is that,
one.
Midday?
Close to midnight.
Is it midnight or midday?
It's not a.m.
It's midnight, is it? Yeah. Midnight, right.
To join the competition to be in the running, the winners will be announced on this podcast, Barra, on Tuesday, 19th of March. Now, for this.
Saddle up your camel. It's time for the Thirsty Camel mailbag.
You seem in a rush, mate.
This week we have a $50 digital gift card to give away, Barra. I'm not in a rush. I just want to get through all of this.
Where you going, mate?
So get your questions in to Quarters and Barra at wanews.com.au. And the winner will be announced on Thursday. Hey, Barra, we've already copped it from Michelle.
Oh.
Obviously, Kylie Quarters and Barra, obviously you are both drinking the same Kool-Aid. Quarters has on three occasions publicly compared Luke Jackson to the best ever footballer from WA, Stephen Michael.
I did not compare him.
No, he's saying I did.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
He even previously suggested Jackson might be in the end better than Stephen Michael. Now, I can't remember saying that. Cannot remember saying that, Michelle.
I reckon I remember you saying that.
Okay. Quarters thinks Jackson should play wing. No, I said from time to time I think he'd be good there. I think he's forward ruck. I would like to see him experimented with there. Now, Barra has stated that Cohen Livingston has shades of the great Michael.
Just signs of the
great
Michael.
Did he mean Narkel Dempsey?
Dempsey Knuckle.
Please stop these outrageous comparisons. No, Cordes, I'm just saying, if there is a force occasion, then I'll make him an offer he can't refuse. That's from Vito Corleone.
Who is that from Vito
Corleone? That's from Michelle.
Michelle.
AKA Vito.
Okay. So, Michelle, I was just saying that there were shades. Some of the things that Cohen can do, which is like the two-handed tap and that sort of thing, and the using his left hand, using his right hand, was shades of the great man. The great man is incomparable.
Jeez, big call.
Incomparable.
First pre-season game.
Hey, speaking of South Fremantle, they lost one of their greats today, Steve Marsh.
No, that's bad. Yeah.
Arguably, I think it was 99, the great man. One of the biggest names in West Australian sport.
Absolutely.
Massive name, East Fremantle as well.
Famously turned up from the goldfields to play with East Fremantle when this is when East and South played at the trained at opposite ends of Fremantle Oval and went to the wrong end. By the time East Fremantle worked it out, they went over to the South Fremantle lot and said, "Oh, that's our recruit." He said, "No, I like these blokes. Wow. Staying here."
Mate, and when
great
they
story.
And when they launched the Dockers in 95, him and Stevie Marsh and Jack Sheedy were the two sort of legends that launched the club, and just you couldn't find two bigger names. So, valet to Steve Marsh, one of the all-time greats.
Okay. So, Raoul is back. Our friend Raoul. Hello, Raoul, from God's Country, South Perth. G'day, Barra and Quarters. Happy O week to you both. That's opening round week. I'm looking forward to both Freo and South Fremantle having a more prosperous year than 2023. The contentious sending off issue hasn't taken long to raise its head now with Sunday's brain explosion by Jimmy Webster from St Kilda. On Sunday night, I was involved in a robust texting discussion with a work colleague about the send-off issue and that our game is the only one in the world without it. My colleague is from a rugby background and firmly believes we are behind the times not having a send-off rule in place. After watching last year's Rugby World Cup final and witnessing a soft decision of an NZ player being red-carded for an accidental head clash with an opponent, I remember that, I believe the AFL shouldn't go down the send-off road as we experience limited incidents that require this ruling during the season. Tom Stewart and Braden Maynard probably were the stand-down incidents from last year from 216 AFL games played. Well, Maynard wasn't even suspended, so that sort of counters that argument. But hitting them in the hip pocket with lengthy suspensions and fines is a better way of learning right from wrong. What are your thoughts with this issue? I think it's worth a look at, Barra. I'm not saying introduce it. I'd like to see them look at it. Mm. I think it's probably time to look at it.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
You take a gun player out of a big final and
send off.
It's a big advantage to the other
every
team.
Other sport does have a red card scenario, so maybe that's the time. It's a big enough issue. Is anyone writing to us about Tasmania?
No, we had one last week.
Right, okay.
That's coming up. Well, the announcement's coming up about March 17,
I think. Someone broke it list last night, wasn't it? That same fella, John Ralph, I think, said that it's the Tasmanian Devils.
Gee.
That's a surprise. That's a surprise. Not the Salmons.
Nothing again. I love Ralphie. He's a great reporter, but that's not a surprise.
But did you see the...
and will it be the island? It's going to be a modern type of island jumper, I think.
Will it have a map of Tassie on it?
It'll have to. The map of? Yeah, it's got to.
Mate, the thing that I saw that was funny, I'm laughing about this, not that, was they posted this thing of the under-18s team, and it was the Tasmanian Devils. They were the Tasmanian Devils, the under-18 team. AFL team, and it had like two heads. It actually had two devil heads. You couldn't have two heads, could you?
That's a bit of a fallacy. It's a great place, Tassie. I love Tassie.
No, but but you know what I mean.
I know what you're talking about. Marry your cousin, all that
Everyone gets in on a family pass to the footy, any money,
But
you couldn't have two heads.
How much time
you just have
you
one
spent?
Devil's head.
It is a great state.
Imagine they come up with two heads. Sorry, mate.
Oh. Well, they've done the deal with Warner Brothers, so they can market the old Tassie Devil soft toy
one.
and just one. Hey, yeah, exactly. Look, it's bring them in. It's going to be a great addition to the competition. Can't have a national comp without Tasmania. Just like you can't have an NRL without Western Australia, Barra. And they're bringing New Guinea in before they're bringing in WA. How does that work with a national comp? Goodness.
You can't have a go at that bloke. Sorry, Landry's.
I am.
He is a genius. A genius. He's literally a genius.
Barra,
what he did.
We're
going to
be
Vegas.
Back Thursday with our tips. Only four games for opening round, but we'll look at them at length. And we look forward to that then. But we have been brought to you by Tab Touch. Got the touch? Download the Tab Touch app today. Please gamble responsibly. If you have an issue, call Gamblers Help on 1800 858 858. And remember, please get your mail in to Quarters and Barra at wanews.com.au. Only 2 days to go. We will see you on Thursday.